Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a gun, but I'm out on the road again.
23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I am on the road again. Really am today. I'm in St. Louis. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Renaissance Grand Hotel at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. And I'm very excited to be here working with some of my favorite people in the world. Everybody knows how big a fan I am of Chambers of Commerce. And I just have one thing to say to you folks. Well, actually, I have a lot of things, but this is one thing right now. If you're not a member of your chamber, why not? If you're not a member of your chamber, do it today. If you are a member and you haven't volunteered lately, ask them what you can do. Don't forget, don't ask what has your chamber done for you lately. You got to say, what have I done for the chamber? Because the chamber is you. It's not your president. The president is just the leader. But it's the Chamber of Commerce is you, the members of the chamber. And I hope you'll join today. I hope you'll support your local chamber. Because when you support the chamber, if you're a business owner, you're supporting yourself. And somebody who I think believes that and agrees with me is a guy named Darcy Rizak. He's Managing Director and Chief Engagement Officer at the Vancouver Board of Trade. He's an author. He's an outstanding expert in business management as well as networking, one of the world's experts in networking, and he's my new friend. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. What about these folks here at the ACCE? Great folks.
It's a wonderful group. This is my second conference. I survived Hurricane Charlie. I spoke here last year, made a lot of good friends. Delighted to be back.
Last year in Orlando, you guys almost got blown away, didn't you?
That's right.
Talk to us about what's going on in Vancouver.
Well, it's the most wonderful city in the world, of course. It's on the west coast of North America, just north of Seattle. It's a port city. We don't get snow in the wintertime. We're very close to the world-famous ski center, Whistler, about two hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be hosting the 2010 Winter Olympics, so we're
pretty
excited about that.
I'll have to come see you for that. I love Winter Olympics. Okay, so what's going on in Vancouver these days?
Well, we're preparing for the Olympics. A lot of infrastructure going in. We have an exciting new rapid transit line from the airport to downtown Vancouver to match up with our other rapid transit line.
So we're talking 5 years. What's the advanced preparation? When does it begin?
Oh, it's already begun. It's been underway for about a year. We won the bid about a year and a half ago, and so we've been going nonstop since. But we're on time, we're on budget, and it's going to be a heck of a show.
Who's leading that?
Well, we have John Furlong is doing that and Jack Poole, two wonderful guys who are traveling the world. The Vancouver Board of Trade is working very closely with them through our Spirit of Vancouver campaign.
Now, the Vancouver Board of Trade is essentially the Chamber of Commerce.
We are the Chamber of Commerce for Vancouver, Canada.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Now, what is the Olympics? What's in it for small businesses, the Olympics coming to Vancouver?
Well, already, of course, the suppliers' lists have been drawn up.
Contractors
and so on, not only in the service sector, but in construction. So on construction is going out of this world. But supplying everything from food to services to hotel rooms to mechanical equipment, telecom, and so on.
How's the economy in Vancouver, separate from the Olympics effort?
Well, we're out of the doldrums. It's booming, actually. Our unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 1981.
What is it?
It's down at 5%.
Okay. Which is in line with the U.S.?
Which is very low for Canada. It's certainly, certainly low for Vancouver.
Right.
But everything's booming. The resource sector is booming. The service sector, the cruise ship industry. We have 25 cruise ships based in Vancouver.
A lot of folks listening in the United States have availed themselves of your cruise connections there.
Indeed.
Yeah. So what are small business owners, what are they doing, what's a classic small business in Vancouver?
A classic small business in Vancouver? Well, one of my directors, for example, runs a downtown storage company, Yvonne Duvalone, probably one of the best networkers that I've ever met. She's involved in the community. She believes in social capital. And she believes in the visible hand, as you call it, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So what she does is she runs her business, and she also runs an entertainment business. She places large conventions in Vancouver and then organizes things for them. But she's fully engaged in the community. She understands the power of positive networking and how that can add value to the community, or social capital, as it's now called.
You talk a lot about the power of positive networking. Of course, your book, The Frog and the Prince, Now, this book's been out a while.
This book is was published in 2003 in Canada, available in the States through Amazon.com.
The Frog and the Prince by Darcy Rezac, R-E-Z-A-C.
That's right. The new one is Work the Pond, published by Penguin, Prentice Hall.
Is that the updated version?
It's the revised, updated version. It's actually a new book.
Yeah, that's great. Work the Pond. I like
Work
that.
Work the Pond.
And when is that coming out?
October. October of this year.
Why don't you launch that on my show?
I'd love to launch it on your show, Jim.
All right.
Full of lots of good stories and all about what you talk about, the visible hand.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that. And also what we're going to do, we're going to get into that a little bit more when we come back in the next segment. Talk to us about the members of your group, the members of your Board of Trade or your chamber. Tell us about those guys.
Well, the Vancouver Board of Trade has been around for 118 years.
Wow.
And we've engaged every single big issue in the community by engaging our membership in a positive way. 5,000 members, and they represent the stratification of business. If you took the Yellow Pages in Vancouver and took a cross-section of members, that's what you would see at the Board of Trade. So when we speak for business, we speak for the cross-section of business, not an industry and not a big business or a small business, mainly small business, of course.
So obviously, and you deal with the political issues, all that. What about health care in Vancouver?
Yeah,
in Canada?
Health care is a big, we deal with all issues, mainly economic issues, but we've done task force work on early childhood development and health care, currently under review. Our health care system in Canada is under severe strain at this time, and there's no question there has to be a larger role for the private sector, but our politicians are a bit shy and reluctant.
And some people in America think we should model our health care after Canada's health care system.
Well, you know, probably the best of both worlds is the answer.
I think
some of the best health care in the United States, in the world, is in the United States, if you can afford it.
Stand by, Darcy. We've got to take a quick break, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be in St. Louis, too, because I like St. Louis. I like the folks here. Got a lot of good friends here, and I've made a lot more new friends here at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference in St. Louis, and we're having a great time learning a lot about how to do a better job of managing our chambers. And of course, I'm just a volunteer. I'm just a member. I'm not an executive, but I like these guys because they work so hard. And one of them is in front of me. His name is Darcy Rezac. He's a managing director and chief engagement officer at the Vancouver Board of Trade, which is the Vancouver Chamber of Commerce. And thank you for the cap. I've got my Vancouver cap on. I'm going to wear it around today.
Oh, thank you.
And you've got one on, and it says E equals NC squared. What does that mean?
That's
Not MC, NC squared.
That's right. No, E is equal to NC squared. That means that engagement is equal to your network times your connectedness.
Say that again, slower.
Engagement is equal to your network times your connectedness.
All right.
And you know, engagement is such a powerful element in your life. You know, Jim, if people are more engaged in their community, somebody joins a new group and is active just once a month, according to Robert Putnam, who is the former dean of the Kennedy School, research that he's done and he reports on. If people are active just once a month in a new group, their chances of dying the following year are reduced by 50%.
What?
The same as if they quit smoking. It's good for you.
What?
And it's good for your
health. I haven't heard this news.
Yes, engagement is good for your health. Read the book called Bowling Alone by Robert Putnam. It's the new Bible of positive engagement.
Your book, The Frog and the Prince, talks a lot about social capital.
It does. The new edition is Work the Pond talks about social capital and why it's worthwhile to get engaged. And how you become engaged, of course, is through positive networking. And the best place to do it is at the Chamber of Commerce because we bridge all the silos in industry.
The Chamber of Commerce cuts across all the barriers,
doesn't it?
No question about it. Yeah, the new book, folks, is coming out this month.
In October.
In October.
Yep.
The Work the Pond. You're going to launch it on this show.
I will.
You're going to be at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in October,
On the 18th
of October. On the 18th of October, and we're going to launch the show. We'll do that day.
It'll be great.
You have a theory that networking, as it was originally intended, has been a little bit hijacked.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
I think networking was invented by John Naisbitt in 1982, and I think
megatrends.
That's right.
Right.
And the concept was
high tech and high touch.
That's right, and it was immediately hijacked by those involved in hard sales. So it therefore has a negative connotation for the rest of us who are in personnel or in engineering or administration. It's for everyone. It's democratizing.
So you want to democratize.
I want to democratize.
You want to democratize networking.
Absolutely. And
you want the payroll clerk, the warehouseman, everybody to be involved in networking.
That's right. And there's a fundamental difference, Jim. The difference is it's not transactional. It's not about revenue. It's not about sales. It's all about relationships.
And connectivity.
Relationships.
Yeah.
The power of positive engagements for relationships. And the seminal secret is not about you. It's discovering what you can do for someone else.
You know, I have a little trick that I've been telling companies to do for a long time that I think will go a long way to accomplish what you talk about, and that is give everybody in the company a business card.
Absolutely. It's right in the book.
You say that? Okay.
Right in the book.
Well, I must have read it in your book.
You must have.
Because I know I didn't think of that. The truck driver, the warehouseman, the receptionist, everybody, give them a business card. And it's something about having a business card that you want to give it out to people, don't you?
Absolutely. You know that Danny...
And it's good for your company to let people know that these people not only work for you, there's the name on the card, but that they're excited about being an employee because they're giving their card out.
And you're helping them bridge the broader community with their brand, their name,
absolutely,
and your brand.
Exactly.
You know, Danny Sittenham, Jim, is the president of the largest helicopter company in North America, Helijet.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Danny, I said, who in your company gets business cards? He says, everybody. I want everybody to network.
Good for him. And, you know, business cards are cheap.
Yeah, they are.
And you don't have to buy a thousand of them.
Exactly.
But you also, I think you need to, don't you need to train your people, those who may not be used to business cards, train them a little bit on how to use them, how to give them out, and to always keep them with them?
Absolutely. You have to train everybody, including your chamber members.
Right.
Including your business contacts. 80% of the public in our own findings suffer from anxiety or nervousness in a networking situation. I call it networking nervosis. and there's an easy way to get over it. Get yourself a tag teammate. Go out and do it. Do more and more of it. Soon it's like dancing. It's difficult
right.
at the beginning. Soon it's fun and it's graceful, and then you can't live without it.
Darcy, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, the last thoughts are get engaged. Get engaged in your community. Do something that wouldn't happen by bridging to other networks that you wouldn't normally come into contact with. Stephen Covey calls it his eighth habit, finding your voice, and give yourself permission to network and give everybody you come into contact with permission to network too. Well, amazing things will happen to you and those you touch.
Well done. The book is called, the new book, which is launching in October. We're going to launch it on this show, Work the Pond by Darcy Rezac. And the book you may know about, which came out in 2003, is still available.
Yes.
Wherever books are sold, is The Frog and the Prince. And also, Board Store.
Boardstore.com
is the website where they can buy it.
Is the website. You can buy it on Boardstore.com.
Boardstore.com.
Yep.
And, all right, thanks, Darcy.
Good
job.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, quick break. Going to be right back with a new friend, Paul Carpenter. He's the president of Village Profile. This is a small business that's growing exponentially. We're going to find out what they do. I think you're going to like this, especially if you're a member of a chamber. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.